I am Father Aloysius Kasoma, a Catholic priest from St. Agatha Lwebitak Parish, St. Agatha Lwebitakuli Parish in Uganda. I'm visiting for 2 months, and I would like to tell you about my parish and my work in Uganda. We have 15,000 people in our parish, and we cover about 1,200 square miles. 70% of our parish is in an area we call the bush. This area is made up of rainforest and grassland, which is used to farm coffee, cotton, corn, and bananas. Our climate consists of 6 months of rain and 6 months of dry weather. The people practice subsistence farming, whereby they eat what they grow. We can say they live from hand to mouth. They sell very little to get money. They live in absolute poverty, as more than 80% of the people live on less than $1 a day. We have established 21 churches in the bush where young Catholics are taught up to the 8th grade. To obtain higher education, they must walk 2 or 3 hours through the bush to attend our secondary school. There is no roads or school buses to take children to school. We have 654 students in our school, and approximately 70% of our students have to walk to and from school each day. During the rainy season, children cannot walk to school because the rivers and the valleys are all flooded. Children miss school for many months, limiting their chances to obtain good grades in their examinations, which eventually leads these children to drop out of school. In those cases, when a student has to walk 6 hours a day to go to school, they face a lot of dangers. One of these dangers is from groups of nomads who walk through the countryside, escorting their cattle to feed or to go to market. These nomads are lawless and attack people in the bush. They beat up and rob our students. Unfortunately, our police do not have any authority in the bush, so they can't prevent these attacks by the nomads. Also living in the bush are about 500 child-headed families, which are parented by children aged 12 and younger. Most of these families have at least 6 children in them. We have 20 students from these families in our school. Unfortunately, our country is not rich enough to have social welfare programs to care for these parentless children. In our country, people usually live to be about 55 years of age. I am now 63 years old, which means I am on borrowed time. Malaria and AIDS are the prime killers of people. In order to address some of these problems, we have built a dormitory for the boys. Thank God, we were able to complete the girls' dormitory. We have 120 girls sleeping in the new dormitory. The boys' dormitory is about 60% complete. Here they can stay as long as they need to complete their education and then can get work to help their families and not be forced to work in poverty, raising and harvesting food. Getting education will help the boys to stay away from child labor, trafficking drugs, joining Muslim fundamentalist groups like Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and others which recruit child soldiers to kill people. Once our dormitory is completed, we anticipate we should be able to accept about 120 more male students. We look forward to continue to expand our facility to meet more and more of the needs of our community. We are asking for your help to complete the dormitory. We need about $40,000 to finish the building. We are also asking for support to sponsor two students who have been accepted to master's degree programs in Europe, beginning their education in a bush school. These young people have advanced to study at a university, completing their bachelor's degree in chemical engineering. They would like to embark on a master's degree in pharmaceutical engineering, but unfortunately, there is no university in Uganda that offers this course at master's level. These college students have secured places in universities in Germany and Austria, but we do not have the funds to send them there. The course takes 2 years to complete, and the total cost per year is about $12,000 per student. For the two students, we need $24,000 per year. Please help these young people to achieve their goal so that they can return to Uganda to help their people. With your support, we can bring about a huge positive difference for the lives of many children. Please donate generously so that together through education, we can bring about real and substantive improvements in children's rights and well-being. Thank you. May God bless you. I put some pictures on a table at the entrance of the church. If we could kindly look at them and see what we have been to achieve with your help and what we would like to carry forward. Thank you. May God bless you.